Come in. Take a seat, please. I'll be with you shortly. I just need to finish my write-up of the previous meeting. There we go. And submit. All done. The bureaucracy might seem a little cumbersome, but we find that detailed records are invaluable in allowing us to improve our procedures. Now, I'm just going to scan you for your microchip. Perfect. That all checks out. So, the first thing I'd like to do is congratulate you. Not many of our bulls are selected for this role. I know this is your first time in the copulation center, and you're a little nervous. That's perfectly normal. But I can assure you there's nothing to be nervous about. I have a particular scientific interest in helping our inexperienced bulls through their first course of matings. I've published a number of papers on the topic, so you're in good hands. Now, I know you've completed several assessments and inductions to prepare for your role at the center, but your initial copulation is inevitably going to be an overwhelming experience. So I want you to see me as your mentor and guide. Theoretical knowledge has its place, but when a bull comes into the presence of one of our mommies for the first time, well, all that theory tends to go out the window, but not to worry. I'm here to guide you through the procedure, and the mommy we've paired you with, based on genetic and psychological compatibility, is very experienced, and to tell you the truth, she has a bit of a thing for new boys like you. Okay, so mommy C234GQ is currently in the adjoining chamber being prepared for intercourse. She's in the mating cot, and she's receiving a full body massage from our two mommy maids. When you meet her, she'll be completely naked and glistening with the light sheen of oil. She'll also be very aroused because the maids have been using a range of exciters on her. We have found that optimum female fertility occurs when the introduction of male semen is preceded by a minimum of 45 minutes of edging. This mommy has a preference for a wand on her clitoris, an internal G-spot vibrator, and a vibrating anal plug. She's a very greedy girl. So while she's being prepared, we need to do a few tests. Could you stand up? Thank you. Now, open your robe, please. Good boy. Not a moment's hesitation. Your assessments did say that you were highly compliant, and that does seem to be the case. Now, I'm going to give you a full genital examination, hence the latex gloves. Okay, so first I'm going to gently palpitate your testicles, checking for any irregularities. Perfect. And they're nice and plump too. I'm glad to see you've been refraining from masturbation as instructed, though I guess the prospect of what's happening today must have been very exciting for you. So, well done on holding off. It seems your penis is becoming somewhat engorged. This is perfectly normal, after all. In a moment, you're going to experience sexual intercourse for the first time. Not only that, but your upbringing in the bullpen means you've never been touched like this by a woman before. You're excited, aren't you? To have a real woman's fingers here. To feel her breath against your thighs and tummy and penis. My, my, look at that response. Very impressive. Mommy C234GQ is in for a treat. Oh my dear, there's no need to be embarrassed. I have seen countless penises in all states of arousal. Anyway, your ability to achieve and maintain a high-quality erection is one of our pre-mating checks, and you've passed with flying colors. Okay, so take a seat next to me on the couch. Before we go to the mating lounge, I need to make clear what's going to happen. When we enter the room, Mommy will, as I said earlier, be naked, highly aroused, and shining with oil. Now, I know when you were selected for our elite copulation program, you went through a strict training regimen, which involved exposure to lots of carefully produced mommy porn. It helped you develop a strong sexual desire for voluptuous and fertile women. So you might think you have some idea of what's in store for you, but let me assure you that meeting a real mommy in the flesh for the first time, well, it can be quite an overwhelming experience. So before intercourse begins, I'll encourage you to get to know her body a little. Some hands-on play before penetration can help diffuse any potential awkwardness. Okay, looks like we have a green light. Follow me, please. Now, as we enter the lounge, you'll notice that their ambient temperature is rather high, and this allows for participants to be completely comfortably naked. And the lighting is quite low, apart from some gentle spotlight centered on the main attraction. Isn't she a wonderful sight? You are looking at Mommy C234GQ. She's flawless. You will not find a more beautiful, fertile mommy in this facility. Now, slip off that robe and come with me. Let's get a closer look. Mommy C234GQ is like all our mommies, a perfect endomorph. Broad hips, sturdy thighs, a large firm bottom. We'll get her to lift her legs up in a moment so we can get a better view of her ass. And naturally, enough, a pair of large, ripe, firm breasts. I think we should begin with those. Now, when it comes to this procedure, consent is very important. So before we touch Mommy, we need to ask her permission. Though, judging by that sweet smile, we shouldn't have any problems. Mommy, would it be okay if the bowl plays with your breasts? Gosh, there's no mistaking that gesture. See how she's cupped her tits, holding them out for you? She's even leaking a little milk from those engorged nipples. Go on, lean in and give them a good fondling. And don't forget to kiss and suck on her nipples. That's it, good boy. Oh my, she loves that. Listen to those sighs and moans. So much silky, slippery, titty flesh to enjoy. Whoops, look, you made her squirt milk. I think you're gonna make a very good bowl. Remember, the happier you make our mommies, the more you'll get to mate with them. That's it. You can suck on one of her breasts while you massage the other. You do learn quickly. Good, good. Now switch over. Both of those stiff teats need attention from your mouth. Now, if you can pull yourself away from those delightful mommy milkers, there's something a bit lower down that requires your attention. Mommy, would it be okay if the bull plays with your pussy? Oh, thank you, Mommy. Could you lift up your legs? That's it. Pull your legs up with your hands behind your knees so that you're fully exposed. Oh my goodness, what a gorgeous sight. A pair of broad, smooth ass cheeks framing a perfect, puffy vulva, nicely shaved, apart from a little patch of soft hair on her pubic mound. Do you see that clear liquid gathering on her opening? That's a sign of her sexual readiness. Mommy, is it okay if the bull kisses your bottom and pussy? Another big smile. We'll take that as consent. Start by gently licking between those lips. Can you taste her wetness? That's it. Bury your face between those luscious thighs and kiss and lick all over her pussy and bottom. Use your hands to gently pull her cheeks apart. That's it. As if you were eating a large, juicy fruit. Gosh, you really are a natural at this, aren't you? That tongue is gonna make a lot of mommies very happy. Oh my goodness, look at her thrusting her hips up into your face. I'm certain Mommy C234GQ is ripe and ready for some bullcock, but we need to make sure. Mommy, Are you ready to present yourself for the bull now? Okay, there's our answer. It looks like mommy wants you to take her from behind. Mommy C234GQ often presents herself like this, lying prone with one hand on each cheek, opening herself for her bull. So hop up onto the cot. There we go. And I'll just have one last look at your erection, checking along the shaft to assess rigidity. Judging by the amount of pre-cum you're leaking, I don't think this first meeting will take too long. You really are excited, aren't you? And with good reason. Can you imagine how wonderful it will be when you push your penis into that pussy, feeling her lovely, fruity mommy bottom against your tummy and thighs while you fuck into her? Watch it jiggle and ripple. My, was that a whimper? Mommy, the bull is very excited. Would it be okay if I guide his penis into your vagina? Right, I think that little rapid hip wiggle is the way she's grinding into that mattress means she's ready. I want you to lean in close. That's right. And I'm going to take your penis and carefully guide it between her lips. And I want you to gently, oh so gently, push yourself inside until your penis is completely enveloped in her smooth, warm flesh. That's it, good boy. How does it feel? How does it feel to be inside a woman for the first time? Ready to breed a beautiful mommy? It's so exciting, isn't it? I never get tired of watching a bull fuck for the first time. Now, I know you must be feeling a strong urge to move your penis in and out, but for now, I just want you to hold yourself still. Let mommy enjoy the feeling of being filled by her bull. See how she's pushing back and grinding onto you? She's very, very close to her orgasm. And how about you? Can you feel your orgasm building? Is it almost too much to bear, feeling your cock sheathed in that slippery, fertile vagina, feeling your tummy and thighs pressed up against all that warm, oily, jiggly bottom flesh? Okay, then I think you can slowly start fucking into her. That's it. Long, deep thrusts. Oh gosh, look at mommy's face. Look how wide her mouth is and how far her tongue is sticking out. She loves your bull cock so much that you're making her drool into the pillow. That's it. Increase the pace. It's so exciting. Fucking this mommy and knowing that you'll get to fuck her four more times in the course of the next 2 days while she's at the most fertile point in her cycle. No holding back. You need to come. You need to spurt your seed deep into her. And as soon as she feels you coming, mommy's gonna come too. I've supervised enough meetings to know when a mommy is close to orgasm. Go on. Go as fast and as hard as you need. Make that juicy ass jiggle as your fucking mommy. Are you coming? Yeah, it's happening. And it feels so much better to come inside a real woman. So much better than when we use the artificial vaginas to extract your semen. Oh, look, mommy's coming too. You're coming together. My goodness. Good boy. Good mommy. Well done, both of you. It's okay. It's okay. Just curl up together on the cot for a while. You need some time to recover. I'll leave you here alone for a while so you can get to know each other a little bit. After all, you'll be seeing a lot of each other over the next few days. This is a Vegetable Manager 45 epilogue. This is a fantasy post written by a foreign pout. See, I can never say this. This is a fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. There you go. That is the post. It's because I haven't done this in a while, y'all. The last time I recorded an audio, with one exception, was I want to say it was late September or early October before I had COVID. And then when I had COVID, kind of all things went to hell in a handbasket. And with the exception of the collaboration I did with Bruce Shins a couple weeks ago, he did all the editing. I just had to kind of moan into a mic for like a hot second. He made it sound like we did it. It's very weird. If you're listening, sir, it was good. It just never happened. But yeah, this is the first time I've done an audio in a long time. And I did it in my construction basement. We're having our downstairs redone. Like, my office had studs. It was kind of crazy. It looked like from the movie The Saw. Like a bunch of... It was a fixer-upper house, okay? But yeah, that's why it's echoey. But I thought it was kind of cool. I purposely did it down there because it sounded clinical. And this audio is clinical in nature. I like the sexy fact that she's an administrator, like myself, of this facility that has a very sensual purpose, which is breeding women, mommies. I actually wrote a story about this myself that was not related to GWA. I was just trying to write some erotica, and it was had some similar themes, which I found fun. Like, I like the idea of people just fucking out of necessity. I know it's not as viscerally sexual, and that I'm not having an orgasm in this one, because I'm not touching myself. I'm observing the copulation of two, you know, qualified individuals. But it was a turn on, for sure. For sure. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of audios I like to do again. So interesting things that I've never done before. They still have to fit me, of course. I feel like I'm not fit for certain genres. But I like making them if I'm in the mood for it. And then I think you guys like hearing them, which is cool by me. So there's where you are. A little behind the scenes of this one. I made it at my house alone when my family was at church. Because that's how I roll. But it was good. So there you go. It's my kind of ripping off the band-aid in 2022 for making audios again. All right. Have a great day.